This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. India and New Zealand have signed 5 agreements in the field of defence, education, sports, horticulture and forestry. Both sides also exchanged authorised economic mutual recognition agreement. The agreements were exchanged following bilateral talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon in New Delhi today. Both countries also announced the launch of negotiations on a free trade agreement and on an arrangement facilitating the mobility of professionals and skilled workers. In a joint press statement following the meeting, Prime Minister Modi said they held detailed discussions on various aspects of the bilateral relations and decided to strengthen and institutionalize the defense and security partnership. Mr. Modi emphasized that India and New Zealand will continue to cooperate against terrorist, separatist and radical elements.
Atankwadi, algaavwadi aur kattarpanthi tatvon ke khilaf hum milkar sahyog karte rahenge. Is sandarbh mein New Zealand mein kuch gair kanuni tatvon dwara Bharat virodhi gatividhiyon ko lekar humne apni chinta saajha ki. Hame vishwas hai ki in sabhi gair kanuni tatvon ke khilaf hame New Zealand sarkar ka sahyog aage bhi milta rahega.
Later briefing media, Secretary East in the Ministry of External Affairs, Joydeep Majumdar, on a query regarding the discussions on Khalistani elements, said the issue came up during the talks between the two leaders. He said India do alert the nations on activities of anti-India elements in their countries, their abuse of freedom of speech and other democratic freedoms to glorify terrorism. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon jointly inaugurated Raisi and I Dialogue 2025 in New Delhi this evening. In his keynote address, Mr. Luxon said, India and New Zealand are fortunate to be part of the world's most economically dynamic region. He said the Indo-Pacific will account for 2/3 of global economic growth in the coming years, and by 2030, it will be home to 2/3 of the world's middle-class consumers. Mr. Luxon said India itself is at the heart of this exciting economic future. He said the second major opportunity is technological change. The New Zealand Prime Minister said New Zealand and India are on the cusp of a transformation in the economies and societies. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today held a meeting with the Director of National Intelligence of the United States, Tulsi Gabbard, in New Delhi. During the meeting, both leaders emphasized that strategic security remains a vital pillar of the comprehensive global strategic cooperation between the two nations. Mr. Singh and Ms. Gabbard reviewed the significant strides made in the areas of military exercises, strategic cooperation and information-sharing cooperation, especially in the maritime domain between India and the US. The Lok Sabha has taken up discussion on the demands for grants under the Ministry of Railways for 2025-26. Janardan Singh Sigriwal of the BJP said the union budget has made an allocation of 2,65,000 crore rupees to strengthen infrastructure and modernization of railways as well as for safety and security of passengers. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today said that the government has taken several steps to improve rail infrastructure and provide a comfortable and affordable journey to passengers. He said that the railways has created 5 lakh jobs in the last 10 years with a continued focus on reducing rail accidents in the country. Rajya Sabha took up the Appropriation Bill 2025, the Appropriation Bill No. 2, 2025, the Manipur Appropriation Bill 2025, and the Manipur Appropriation Vote on Account Bill 2025 for consideration and passing. Initiating the discussion, Shakti Singh Gohil of the Congress said political differences must be set aside to ensure support for Manipur. In Jammu and Kashmir, an unidentified terrorist has been killed in an encounter between the security forces and the terrorists in North Kashmir's Kupwara district. The encounter began in the early hours this morning. An army spokesperson said the hiding terrorists fired upon security forces, which was retaliated against, and one terrorist was killed. The army spokesperson said the operation is underway. And that is the end of this news bulletin.